Hi everyone, welcome to Gymnast Mindset, a systematic program that helps you succeed in and out of the gym. Check out all of our program options at gymnastmindset.com and don't forget to request a free mindset session while you're there. So for today, I want to talk about redefining success and failure. The most successful people hate to lose. They hate to make mistakes. And I think that's probably common for most of us, right? I don't think anybody loves losing. I don't think anybody really enjoys making mistakes. It's typically not a great feeling. But the most successful people don't let this attitude and this thinking about things stop them from trying. Successful people are still willing to put it on the line. They're still willing to take chances. They're still willing to take those calculated risks, and maybe even more so than the rest of the population. In a lot of ways, the most successful people, they view success and failure differently. So a major part of your success, whether that's going to be in gymnastics, whether that's going to be in school, whether that's going to be in a career, is going to be in seeing success and failure from a different perspective than what the masses see it. So we're going to work on shifting that a little bit here. One of the things that we do together with our gymnasts in the Gymnast Mindset Program is that we work with them to create new definitions for success and new definitions for failure. So we want our gymnasts to come up with something that's personal to them, something that speaks to them, something that will make sense for them, that they can look at a practice, a day at school, or a competition and say, that was successful, or no, by my personal standards, that was a failure. And we want to differentiate because there could be a time, we don't want to just say, that meet was a success because I got first place. Maybe you got first place and you fell. Maybe you got first place and you fell twice and stepped out of bounds. So just because you're on top of the podium doesn't necessarily mean that you had your best day out, that you did things within your control to make that success happen. So what we want is, I want your new definition of success to be wholly dependent on you. I don't want it to be dependent on the judges. I don't want it to be dependent on your competitors. I want this to be something that you have complete control over. That on meet day, you have control over whether you make that a success or a failure. So what are some examples of that? For a new definition of success, your definition of success might be that I didn't quit. I didn't stop throughout the meet. I didn't, you know, make a mistake on beam on my first event and decide the meet was over. I kept going. I kept persevering. I kept going out there and doing my job. Maybe overall, success means living out your values. What's most important to you? What do you feel like your greater purpose in life is? And are you making choices on that on a daily basis? Staying positive. Staying positive can be a great definition of success. And it often leads to success as well. If we can maintain a positive perspective, if we can maintain a more upbeat attitude, good things often happen. We have a little more energy going into practice or into school. We're able to spread that positivity, and a lot of good things start to come our way when we approach things from that perspective. Maybe your definition of success on meet day is staying focused, that it can be hard in a big arena of competitors and judges and spectators and floor music and announcements and scoreboards to stay focused on yourself. So if you made it through the meet and you actually stayed focused event to event on all four events, regardless of where you ended up on that podium, I think you can still call that a success. And then similarly, if we're looking at failures, you know, you're looking at the opposite. So let's say my definition of success is to not quit. Even if I make a mistake, that I get back up and I try again. Well, then your definition of failure is going to be that you gave up, that you decided the meet was over before it was actually over. If your definition of success is living out your values on a day-to-day basis in all of your decisions, making decisions that don't align with that is going to be your failure, not living up to your values. If your definition of success is staying positive, then your failure is being negative. If your definition of success is staying focused, then if you're getting distracted throughout, that becomes your definition of failure. And there's a lot of areas that we can go into here, right? And your definition of success might vary, and it might change based on circumstances or what situation we're talking about. But the main thing that I want you to take away from this is I want you to choose something that's in your control. You should have control over whether you decide that was a success or a failure. So what can I control? What's going to be most helpful to me to get closest to my goals? Yeah, we want you on top of the podium. Yeah, we want you acing that test, right? That is still part of the goal. That's still where we want to be. But which aspects of this are going to help us get closer to that? And which aspects can we actually control when it comes to that? And another element of this that I want to talk about is your attitude on making mistakes. Because how you view mistakes is crucial to your success. If your mistakes are considered bad or terrible or awful, then you're not only going to avoid them, you're not going to just avoid those mistakes, but you're going to start to avoid any possible situation where mistakes could occur. And since no one is perfect, this attitude could be crippling. But if you start to view mistakes as okay, normal, part of the process, you're going to learn a lot more, you're going to improve, and eventually you're going to succeed more. In our sport of gymnastics, you are, without a doubt, going to make mistakes. It's just going to happen. On the way to learning a new skill, you're going to fall a whole bunch of times before you get there. I've had gymnasts tell me that, you know, if they're scared of doing a flight series on beam and they're having some mental blocks with it and they're afraid of splitting the beam and being embarrassed in front of their friends or that it's going to hurt, which are reasonable things, right? That sounds human to worry about those things. But the fact of the matter is, and I often tell them, they say, if you're going to stick with this sport, if you're serious about gymnastics, you are going to split the beam at some point or another. So the sooner we accept that, the sooner we can move on and make progress. And it's kind of that same way, regardless of which mistake we're looking at, whether it's in practice, whether it's in a meet, mistakes are a part of the process. They're a part of the process in school too. You're not going to always get 100% if you're challenging yourself. If you're taking easy classes and not pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone, then yeah, you might end up with 100% on a test or every test. But are you actually growing? Are you actually learning? Are you actually getting closer to where you want to be? And that's the whole point of it. That if we're really pushing ourselves, if we're actually progressing, we are going to make mistakes along the way. And it's good to just look at that as fact. That we don't get stuck in that perfectionist mentality. And this perfectionist mentality is something that can be ingrained in us from a very young age. I remember having the conversation with my son when he was probably about 5 years old. And we were headed to a soccer game. And I was encouraging him to try to take a couple more shots on goal in this game. And his response was, "I don't want to miss." He didn't want to take the shot, right? Which is so cliche. But at 5 years old, this was already the self-talk that was running through his head. That he didn't want to take a shot because he didn't want to miss. And it opened up the door to have that conversation that my brother, who played collegiate soccer, and my son obviously really looks up to him, I was able to explain that, you know, your uncle took so many shots and missed so many shots over the course of his career. Just missed them. Not even close. Some probably didn't even touch the goal. But the only reason he scored so many goals and got as far as he did was because he took those shots, was because he made those mistakes. That is part of sports. And too often, you know, within the sport of gymnastics, we're expected to be as close to perfection as possible. Which on meet day, you know, we're, trust me, I was just in National Congress. I sat in on some of those judging sessions to listen to updated code of points and to kind of hear where they're coming from. And let me tell you, they are looking for every tiny little thing. Combinations, form, presentation, like every little element that goes into gymnastics. So I get it. I understand that it becomes very easy to start to become a perfectionist. But what we're forgetting is that, yeah, we can try to get as close to perfect as possible, but we're not going to get 100% perfect. And even if we get pretty darn close, the journey to get there is usually still pretty ugly. That if you are pushing yourself and improving and working towards the next thing, it is only going to be natural that you make some mistakes along the way. So to wrap things up, I'm going to give you a little bit of homework. And I want you to grab a piece of paper, a pen, pencil, whatever. But I want you to put pen to paper here. And I want you to write down a new view on mistakes. I want you to write in your own words what mistakes are to you. Kind of like what I was just discussing, that, you know, mistakes are part of the process. The mistakes are going to lead me to my goal, ultimately, right? If, you know, you try and try and try enough times, stuff's going to start clicking. And it doesn't mean that we shouldn't train smart, but I want you to have a different view. I want you to have a different view on mistakes that actually makes you seek that out. I want you to seek out that challenge. I want you to seek out the thing that is going to cause mistakes, because that's where we truly grow. And for more mindset ideas and strategies, we encourage you to follow us across social media. We are at Gymnast Mindset on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So we are easy to find there. Be sure to follow our pages and check back in regularly. We are posting those tips and strategies and ideas and articles and videos and updates all along the way. So we would love to have you there as part of that social media community. And like I mentioned at the beginning of the show, you can find more information about the programs that we offer, individual sessions, team sessions. We even have a kid mindset course, and all of that is available. More details about that is at gymnastmindset.com. And like I said, don't forget to request your free mindset session while you are there. We are happy to talk with you further at any point and answer any questions that you might have. And until next time, see ya.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.